The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. This is from Tessa in Charlotte. Tessa says, I threw my little sister a birthday party at my house and I ordered 2 slabs of ribs from my ex-husband. My dad hates my ex because he cheated on me. He's not speaking to me because of this. Am I not entitled to forgive my ex and move on?
And don't bring them ribs over this damn house either. I'm with your daddy right there. Yeah.
You are.
Yeah. Yeah. Your daddy, I don't want your damn ribs. I don't want nothing you got over here. You mistreat my daughter, don't keep your damn barbecue. Mm-hmm. And we don't want your sauce, don't be sending nothing over here.
Dry rub, nothing.
Yeah, I'm kidding about them dry, ragged ass ribs. No. You hurt my daughter, man. I ain't got nothing for your monkey behind. Mm-hmm. Now, that's how fathers ought to be. Congratulations.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Sitting so up in here buying some ribs from his raggedy ass.
What should she do? Because she says she wants to know, is she not allowed to forgive and move on?
You can forgive and move on. Your daddy don't want the damn ribs at his house.
Don't buy ribs from
him. Period.
See, you missing the point. Your daddy won't. See, men, once you violate us or somebody we love, we don't want nothing you got. I don't need your damn help. You ain't got to give me no damn discount. You ain't got to fix my car. Give me my damn car back. I could be in your shop. Give me my damn car back. Yeah. I don't want you doing nothing for me.
Well, that's a good dad. All right, so moving on to Jason in Leesburg. Jason writes, my wife gets so upset if I come home from a long day's work and take a shower and get in a bed. Some days I've already eaten and I just want to rest. Why do I always have to be up to something or acting weird if I want to relax and unwind?
Well, bruh, come on now. You've been gone all day. You come right in and immediately wash off what they're thinking is evidence.
Right.
See, that's what a woman is thinking, dog. Mm-hmm. You run right in the house, jump in the shower, rinse off all traces of anything, and go right to bed.
Immediately.
I don't really know too many people that do that. You ain't go eat, you ain't go watch no TV. You ain't gonna check. You ain't gonna sit in the office, look at your mail. You ain't going to the backyard. You know.
But wait, he said he already ate, though. He didn't even have dinner.
You ate, and now you bathing, and you go to bed.
Dog.
He didn't even have dinner with his wife.
See, bro, that's suspicious behavior.
Yes, sir.
And there's nothing I can do to get you out of that. You have got to quit that.
She's been at the stove cooking dinner and stuff, and you come right in and shower.
I'm tired. Woo, girl, let me jump in the shower, get in his bed. Woo, don't touch me.
Well, honey,
he's
I cooked dinner.
He's scared.
Yeah. Well, I already ate.
What?
I ate some. I ate. I'm full.
And tired.
Yeah, I'm full, tired of sleeping, and I stink. God, dog, let me get on there.
What a combo.
Ooh, Let me wash all this off me. I've been in here.
Yeah.
Girl, if you'd have only been there.
Not a good look.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on to Dwight in Philly. Dwight writes, I'm a professional side dude, and I don't want to be in a relationship because women are too much pressure. I am 58. And my married friend said, 58, a professional side dude. Come on. I'm 58. My married friends say that I'm missing out on the perks of being in a good, healthy relationship. What are those perks?
Well, you are, dog. Well, and we're not going to be able to explain it to you because you're a 58-year-old side dude.
Professional.
Yeah. You ain't going to make a commitment no matter what we say.
He done made a living at this.
Yes. Dog, you're a professional side dude.
Because why?
You don't want nothing. You have nothing to offer.
Uh-huh.
You ain't got
and you're
nothing.
Not finna commit. So yeah. What you mean, what are the perks? Have someone you love to go home. Mm. Building a future together. But hell, your damn future damn near over. You're 58.
Yeah. He said he's done with relationships because women are too much pressure.
Yeah, women pressure. Dog, what you think this is? See, that's what... See, now that's the problem for women. Because when you run into men who have that mindset, women are too much pressure. Now, what you think this is?
Mm-hmm.
It's called life.
Life.
And they are living it.
Yeah.
And with life comes pressure. And the older you get, the more the pressure. It's just you get better at handling it. But you ain't done that. Because you've been a professional side piece.
That's great.
That's
you ain't ever wanted to be the main dish, dog. You just cool with being corn.
Yeah, because women are too much pressure.
You're all right with being, you know, the mashed potatoes. You have really, if you live for mashed potatoes, it's because you've never had real ones before.
They love them.
Why don't you just get a box of potato buds. Remember them?
What are the perks?
I mean, there's a lot of perks to being with the right person.
Mm-hmm.
You're building something. You got something. You got a partner. You got
love
to talk to.
Yeah, what about love and
how
commitment?
About love?
Yeah.
Love.
Man, you get a family.
Yeah.
You get a chance to say you're building something.
Uh-huh.
You're responsible.
He's not trying
nothing
to
beat family.
You gonna need one at 58?
Dwight.
Yeah. I mean,
all right, Kayunda in Montgomery says, I dropped my husband off at the barbershop, and when I went back to get him, he was sitting in a car with a female. He jumped out of the car and said he was buying weed from her, but he got scared when he saw me. The girl drove off as soon as he got out. Do females sell weed, or is my husband lying?
Hell yeah, God. Females sell weed.
Yeah.
I tell you right now.
Yeah,
you got to watch 48 Hours. There's a female selling some weed now. And shooting at you, too. It women open fire on you. Yes, women sell weed. That's a dumbass question.
He
jumped out the car because he saw you do women sell weed. That shouldn't even be your question. Why was his ass in that car?
Uh-huh. Yes. Uh-huh. All right, CLO.
I'm telling you right now, you can buy the weed in the barbershop. I can tell you that right now.
You don't even
have to get out your chair. They slide right up under that cape.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.